Technically, Scott Brown's been a candidate in this race since last month when he filed with the Federal Election Commission, but last night in a Portsmouth hotel ballroom, Brown erased any lingering doubt.
I am running to be a true independent voice for the people of New Hampshire, and I will need your strength, your help, and your votes to succeed.
Brown's remarks stressed his connection to his new home state, where he summered as an adult and spent the earliest days of his childhood.
When my mom was young, she was a waitress at Hampton Beach, and my dad was an airman at Pease Air Force Base, and they met. They fell in love, and about a year later, they had me. And I'll tell you, when they carried me home, it wasn't too far from here. It was a house right over on Islington Street.
Brown also spelled out what are likely to be his campaign's central themes. Opposition to so-called Obamacare, which helped power his win in the 2010 special election in Massachusetts, and Gene Shaheen's deep fealty to the agenda of President Obama.
And let me ask you all a question. Let me ask you this question. Is a rubber stamp what the people of New Hampshire want and expect from their senator?
No.
I didn't think so.
Brown's 20-minute speech was well received by the 200 or so in attendance. Some had made the trip up from Massachusetts, but plenty were from New Hampshire. Before Brown got going, former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu took a turn at the mic. His message was blunt. Republicans need to be pragmatic.
51 Republican senators. That's what it's all about in 2014.
Many in the crowd seem to agree. Electable, they call Scott Brown. State Senator Russ Prescott of Kingston said he may not see eye to eye with the former Massachusetts senator on everything, but
I really appreciated what he did when he went to the Senate as a person that may be considered conservative and maybe considered real conservative. I want him to win. He started a good thing, and I need him to finish it.
There were also those who turned up who want to finish Scott Brown's political career. There were members of the Oath Keepers, a constitutionalist group, who say Brown is just another politician not to be trusted on guns. There was a staffer for Jim Rubens, the first Republican to get into this race. Then there was Jesse Edwards.
I think he's a carpetbagger, but so what?
Edwards, who retired after 30 years in the Army, lives in Auburn. He was carrying a sign for another GOP candidate who spent time in D.C., former U.S. Senator Bob Smith.
I just think at this point we need people who will stop lying to us. And lying, I know, is an ugly word, but I could use the term political fraud.
Across the street was the state's top Democratic Party official, Ray Buckley. He stood among a thicket of signs mocking Scott Brown's candidacy. Buckley's mere presence is proof Democrats see Brown as a threat. Even so, Buckley insists most New Hampshire voters will quickly dismiss Brown as an opportunist.
You really can't move here and just weeks later run for United States Senate and be taken seriously. It's just not something that's the people of New Hampshire is going to put up with.
Scott Brown will put that theory to the test at least through the September primary. He begins this morning with a campaign stop in Manchester. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.